What's up? Hey.
That was
intro. How you doing, dudes? Hi, what's up? Hey.
What's with the porn voice,
hi.
Bro?
Well, Menace was talking about porn. Is this a porn voice? I don't think that's a porn
voice. That's kind of a porn
voice. That's my seducing chat voice? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, chat. Come on over and have a seat on this couch. Let's have a discussion about your role in this project.
The casting couch, really?
Yeah, that's it. What else would I... What would you go to?
I got this big old sausage.
No,
to handle it.
But it's me.
I brought this pizza.
I don't want to eat it alone. I feel too fat. Can you help me out? Yeah, that's more likely. Yeah. That's more like it. But hey, what's up, everybody? Maniche, Pro Xbox Craft. Good to see you guys. Pro Xbox Craft says, I bought another phone. Help, I have an addiction. Okay, we'll publicly shame you. Why?
Shame.
Why do you need more than one phone?
Shame.
I don't want the phone I have.
Shame.
Can I mail you my phone? You want to mail him your phone, too? Because I feel like you hate your phone.
Good phones.
I don't know, man. Does he?
I mean, why else would you buy another one? You buying
another
a shitty
one.
Phone?
I don't know, dude.
Another.
Why would you buy two phones?
And another.
If you've got a good phone, why would you want
he's
another
got
phone?
Bitches on the side. He's got to keep up with.
Okay, man. I just don't relate to that at all.
The
so.
Burner. There's a burner app. You
that's,
know.
That's what it just is, dude. Just download app. The burner. The burner. All right. Why? I mean, why do you have three? It's just no need for that. I wish I had an iTouch. I don't want a phone. They make iPod Touches still. Do you know that, dude? Mm-hmm. They're $200. Or something like that.
It's pretty cheap.
I mean, it's not bad, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it doesn't
bad.
Do any phone thing. Hey, what's up, Loyal? Acid? You guys are late! That doesn't really matter, but just wanted to let you know.
You could get, like, a phone app, man, but you always have to be on that Wi-Fi.
I don't leave the house.
Well, then it would work perfect for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you paying for a cell bill? I'll wait.
In case I'm not at the home. Like, the three times I go out
the
during
three.
The month, I need
yeah.
it, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I can't tell you, ever since I got my Apple Watch, how often I leave the home without my phone.
Okay, so tell me this, then. Why don't you buy, like, one of the cheap-ass, like, flip phones from the 80s?
Because your Apple Watch won't work unless it works with an iPhone.
Right. So you can't even pair it to an iPod Touch?
No, I don't think so. No, because it uses the cellular, like, it's like...
Why do you need cellular on your fucking watch, bro?
Dude, because... I feel like Batman. I went to the lake yesterday, dude. Could leave my phone at home. You know how great that is? You could have called me at the lake. I could have answered it on my watch in
yeah,
the
okay,
lake.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's literally the coolest I've ever been in my life. Whatever. Is in that name one time I was cooler. Oh, wait.
Yeah, no, I can't.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
I was
man.
Really trying to think of a time you were cool.
There isn't one.
It.
There isn't any. I'm very rarely cool. Okay? You could pair an iPhone Pod Touchy McYeet. You just won't have cellular. Well, I need my watch to have cellular. That's the whole point. Like Colby said, I could get a $20 phone and then use this as my phone. Because I need to have a cell phone plan for this to work, and
no,
I'm saying...
that's not what I was meaning.
Oh, what were you saying?
I was saying,
hey,
you
hey,
Acid,
thanks for the 30
touch,
bits.
And then you have the, you know, probably, what, $10 a month for your cell plan on your old flip phone?
Yeah, I think so.
And then you take that when you leave, and then just use this.
No, but I want the watch.
Home.
I need the watch to work. I don't want to take
it
my phone.
It may work on the iPod.
It is so liberating to leave the house without
you
your phone.
Can you get an individual plan?
For just a watch?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think you can.
No. But it's very liberal. You know, I could. You know what I could do?
Well, what could you do?
I could just say, Chris, I'm you now. If you want to get a hold of me, you call Chris. I have her phone on my watch.
No, because then you both are going to answer.
So that's what our parents did our entire lives growing up. Before
that's
cell phones,
so
that's how
true.
Phones worked.
That is
you
so
call me, you get
true.
Me, or you get the wife. That's how mm-hmm. it works. Why do we have to have separate phones now?
That's
I should
right.
be able... to share everything with my wife and shirk all my responsibilities like Don Draper does.
I'm not... you're right. You stunted me.
Yeah. Yeah. Boom. One house,
you
one phone.
You bamboozled me, man.
Yeah. What if you could just link the cellular to your watch directly? I don't know enough about what you're
We're
saying.
We're like that far away from that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whenever that, you know, that fake-ass holographic phone that comes out of the watch on your arm, once that actually works.
Yeah.
Except it won't, because porn.
I don't think people care about that.
Menace,
you live in NYC, all right? It's a city that
I feel like you're the one who told me the reason why we'll never have, like, transparent phones.
Oh, it's porn, yeah.
Yeah.
But what I say is I don't think it'll matter.
Also, it'd be really awkward to do this all the time.
Yeah.
Especially if you're, like, scrolling right. I don't know. Your arm gets tired.
Okay, this is embarrassing. Okay. It's embarrassing. I shouldn't admit
this. My arm's already tired.
I shouldn't admit this on the air, but I'm going to. Okay. I know how to operate the watch with my nose. Because when I'm peeing, I'm like checking, like, I could check my email. You know, oh, I just messed it up. That's awkward. But, like, see, I could hit the button, and then, like, I hit the email, and then I could, like, scroll. And then I could, like, hit that to go back. And, like
that's some golden shit, actually seeing it work, because it definitely it worked.
Yeah, and I'm good at it.
It was very accurate.
Like, the first couple times, it took me a while, you know, because they say that you could see your nose at all times, is what they say, but your brain gets rid of it because it's always there. So I had to, like, relearn where my nose was.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I figured that out, you know, Siri, I don't want you ever to open!
I know. I wish you could turn that off.
I actually use it occasionally, but it's never there when I actually want it to be there.
Oh, no. I used it the other day. I was like, Siri, what time does Supplement Giant close?
Yeah.
And it
should be like, I found 5 near you. It's like, that's not...
That's not what I asked.
Yeah, it's not what I wanted. Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
They really fucked up with making their own goddamn mapping system, bro. It's so unnecessary.
It's just great, though, that I don't have to... I don't know what it is. To be honest, I don't know if it's because my phone is so bad that I'm just happy that when I press email, it opens, or if I love the idea that I could do everything on my wrist. Like, I don't feel like I need a phone, you know?
Yeah, the quickness is probably pretty helpful, yeah.
I mean, look at this. I got this phone right here. Okay, look. Can I show... chat. Okay, there's our phone, okay? So, like, I'm gonna hit mail. Like, that's embarrassing. You know, like, if I wanted to go to messages, like, look at this, messages. Like, it's embarrassingly how slow it is, you know?
It's pretty slow, man.
It's very slow.
It's pretty slow.
So, I just like my watch, man.
Yeah?
So, yeah, I leave my house all the time. You know, and if I want to pay, I'm just like, ba-bam, you know, there's my card. Just ding, you know, pay. It's awesome, dude. As many times I'll leave my wallet and my phone at home, and I'll do everything on my watch. It's the greatest invention ever. I don't know how I lived without one for so long. It's this button. But you have to have it set up. Do you have it set up? Yeah, see, you don't have it set up.
Oh, okay, but I can do it.
You can do it. You know, what's really cool is I was buying Aaron a birthday present, and I used Apple Pay in the browser. You ever done that?
Yeah.
I clicked Apple Pay. A little thing came down. My watch beeped at me. It said, you're about to purchase this. I hit this button to confirm it. Paid it. Didn't have to type nothing.
Yeah.
The future, man.
Yeah, that's the future,
That's
bro.
The future, man. Everything's happening on my wrist. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Internet. But yeah, man, it's
awesome. Bro.
I don't know how I live. How did we get on that subject? Oh yeah, because Pro Xbox Craft has 3 phones for some reason. Don't know why, but he does. So congratulations. Hey Tattoo, what's up, man? And Acid, thank you again for the 30 bits. I'm not sure why you gave that to us. We don't really deserve it, but I appreciate it nonetheless. So yeah, man. How's your week?
What are you talking about, man? We're entertaining as shit.
Yeah, we are, dude. Okay. I was really expecting something else out of you right there.
Oh, no. I wanted it to be silent.
Okay.
Week's great, bro.
Is it? That silence was so long that I actually forgot that I asked you how your week was.
Best week ever, man.
Yeah? Yeah? You excited about tomorrow, dude? Yeah. Jason Aldean?
I'm not going tomorrow.
Oh, you're not?
I'm going Saturday.
Okay, Jason Aldean!
He ain't gonna be there.
I don't know who's there. I just assume it's probably Jason Aldean. Don't worry about it. It's just my computer having a meltdown. It's fine.
That's not good.
It's fine, dude. Don't worry about it. It'll stop on its own.
It's gonna blow up.
It'll be fine. It's just a bug or something stuck in the fan. It's fine.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah, no, we're going to...
Do you know who's gonna perform, man?
Chris Young.
Okay, who's Chris Young?
He's a country artist.
Okay, but what does he sing?
He sings country songs.
Yeah, but do you know any of them?
I know some that are country.
Can you give me a
name?
A hook or anything? Yeah.
No.
Okay. Why aren't you going?
Dan Brown.
That's what they all sound like.
Dan Brown.
That's what they all sound like.
Dan Brown.
Why aren't you going tomorrow?
No one Britt wanted to see.
It's not. So wait, are you telling me Britt is going to this thing to actually listen to the music?
Yeah.
How many people do you think are actually going to listen to the music? Like, on a percentage basis.
I'm
going to
go, like, 96%.
You think 96% of people who are going for the concert?
Yes.
I disagree.
I think they're going for the atmosphere surrounding the fact that there is a concert there. Like, you can't be like, they're there for the drinking, and there just happens to be a concert. No,
yeah.
They're there for the concert. But then, side benefit, they get to be on a beach all day getting drunk.
I think they're there for the beach all day getting drunk.
I think they're there.
And then there's a concert that's just a bonus.
For the beach all day getting drunk with a concert at the end of that day of getting
drunk.
Yeah,
but it's mostly, like, a lot of people.
It's not mostly. It's combined. You
can't
do half
and half
of the same thing.
So if you were to ask people.
It is just the whole thing.
If you were to be like, you can only do one. You can go to the beach and get drunk with a bunch of people, like-minded people, all right? Or you could go see the band. You still think 96% of people are going to choose the band?
70%.
70% of people are going to be
depending
like,
on the band, yeah.
Chris Yoakum. What's his name?
Young.
Chris Young?
Yeah, which you are not.
Neither are you, sir. How's your back?
I'm still young.
How's your back?
Right now, it's fine.
And how's your legs?
It's great.
Yeah?
I feel like I'm 12.
Gross. I don't like that. There's four bands a day. I want you on Sunday. I'm going to ask you, and I want an honest account, okay? I'm going to somehow figure out a way for Britt to not watch Sunday so you can feel safe. And I want an honest account of how many people actually watch the bands and care.
Well, because at the time the bands are going on, there is no more beach day drinkingness.
But you'll see how many people leave.
Yeah, it will be most of them.
Well, then that's... If 70% of the people leave before the band comes on...
No, they'll leave the beach to go to the concert.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you feel like there were more people partying on the beach, and then they leave before the band comes on.
They don't leave. They leave the beach, walk the 100 feet to where the stage is, and then watch the fucking concert.
Why can't you watch it from the lake?
Why can't they have the concert on the lake?
They should have the concert.
Floating stage.
Probably electric worries, right?
We run wires through the fucking ocean.
Great
they can run wires
point.
There.
We have a tunnel
figure
going through the ocean.
Figure this shit out.
Put it on the lake.
Figure this
agreed. Why
shit
can't
out.
You put it on the lake, man?
We have a tunnel going through what now?
The tunnel, man. It runs from England to France through the water.
Yeah, but that's not that far.
England to France?
Yeah, not that far.
It's farther than it would take to run a cable from here, the shore, to the middle of El Dorado Lake.
It's like 20 miles.
El Dorado Lake's like 30 feet. You'd have to run it 40 feet.
It's not.
500 at the most.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, you said
500
ocean.
Feet is a lot different than 20
ocean.
Miles.
Ocean is
ocean
a lot
big,
different
bro.
Than 20 miles, bro.
I didn't mean the entire expanse.
You said ocean. I was like, since when? I missed that in the news.
Hey, can I ask you a stupid question that's kind of on topic, but not?
Sure.
You know all those idiots in like the early 1900s that went around the world in 90 days or whatever? Why didn't they just go down to Antarctica, like right at the bottom of the Earth, and then do a circle, and then be like, I went around the world?
I don't think that counts.
Why not?
I think it's like around the equator.
That's stupid.
Well, yeah.
If I go harder. Down and I walk in a circle around the globe, if I'm in multiple hemispheres,
good
that's around
there.
The Earth.
I don't think we can get there.
Dude, you could charter a plane anywhere if you got enough money.
I don't think... No.
Yeah, dude.
No.
With enough money, you can go anywhere.
I feel
anywhere.
Like science hasn't gotten there yet.
There are definitely people in Antarctica right now.
Well, in Antarctica, but not the center. But
yeah, they're at the... First of all, Santa does it every year. Okay,
doesn't
so...
Doesn't count.
Why? Because he's a magic man?
Yes.
Okay, well, someone gets him there. They definitely can get to the middle. Of the Earth, yes.
I don't know.
They can. The
that
poles...
That would be an interesting thing to...
They probably got there in the 1800s. I bet they got
Google.
To the poles.
Because you don't see it anywhere on the maps.
Have we ever been to
that was a joke,
the
guys.
Poles?
It was a joke.
Nope.
The North Pole Wikipedia. As early as the 16th century, many prominent people correctly believed the North Pole was in a sea. Wow.
Good for them.
Oh, so you're telling me the Earth doesn't need the ice caps?
I don't know, dude.
We'll be fine.
Here
Florida,
we go.
We'll just wash away.
In
we'll
18... Oh, here we go. Where's it at? 1871, the Polaris Expedition, a U.S. attempt on the pole led by Charles Francis Hall, ended in disaster. Another British Royal Navy attempted the pole, part of the British Arctic Expedition by Albert A. Markham, reached then-record north in May 1876 before turning back. There was an expedition commanded by a U.S. naval officer, George W. DeLong, and ended tragically when their ship, the Jeannette, was crushed by ice. Over half the crew, including DeLong, were lost. In April 1895, Norwegian explorers Nansen and Hansen stuck out for the pole on skis. The pair reached latitude 86 degrees by 14 north, where they abandoned the attempt to turn southward. 1897, a Swedish engineer... Okay, can we skip to where they actually make it?
Maybe.
Here we go. Ivan Papanen at the North Pole won 1937.
Okay, that's
here's
not
the, here's
the
what
South
they claimed
Pole.
Was the North Pole in 1909.
That's not the South Pole, though.
Oh, the South Pole's different than the North?
Yeah, man, it's colder.
I don't think it's colder.
I think it's colder.
South Pole. Okay, well, first of all, there's literally an American flag and a sign there. A sign. There's a sign. Someone brought a sign. That's all how right. easy it is to get to that they brought a sign.
Well, we made it to both poles. We made it everywhere.
There's a building there, man. They brought construction equipment and built a building there. So many people have been there. Well, first of all, there's actually a stupid pole. Can we talk about how stupid? Who decided to put that there? That person should have been slapped in the face.
What if we put an actual snow globe?
Idiots. Stupid pole, dude. Yeah, see, they research stuff at the South Pole. So I'm going to go South Pole, and I'm going to walk around that building and then claim I went around the Earth.
I don't think that counts.
I think it should count.
Pretty sure it doesn't count.
I think it should count.
Well, also, so many people in the world have done it already, nobody's going to care.
That's a fair point. But you'd be impressed if I said I went around the Earth.
I wouldn't.
If I traveled the entire length of the Earth, you would not be impressed.
I'd be impressed that you paid for a plane ticket to get to Antarctica.
Well, that's enough. That's enough for me, dude.
That's about the level of my...
Can we get, like, let's see, flights to the South Pole? I don't want to go to the south of France. I want to go... Here we go, man. Discover Antarctica with Swoop Antarctica. Look at this. Cruises? There's cruises, man! Join a select few who have traveled to this remote and pristine region. Reach the South Pole by plane, on skis, or foot. I'm going to choose plane, for the record.
Foot, all the way.
Look for Antarctica's vast and beautiful polar plateau. Follow in the footsteps of explorers and adventurers. Spend extended time with emperor penguins, the only place on Earth to do so. Dude, we've got to be the first podcast to do a show from the South Pole. What do you mean you'll pass? It'd be amazing!
It's really cold.
We'll wear jackets, dude!
No. You know how expensive those jackets are?
I got one!
I don't.
Well, they're $300. Just buy one.
Nah, no. A hard pass.
Then you're gonna be cold.
I'm not gonna go.
I'll warm you up by laying on you with my naked, unclothed body.
Call in. How about that?
You're gonna do a phone order to the South Pole? Alright, anyone wanna come to South Pole with me? We'll be having a contest. Come to the Seth and Colby show with me live from the South Pole. Colby will do a guest phone appearance.
That's ridiculous.
Dude, that'd be sweet, all right? You know you kind of want to do it. No desire at all to go to the North. Look at
if
them.
I could snap.
Look at them penguins.
If I could snap and be there and then be back.
Look at these
yes,
penguins.
I would certainly go. I'd Dude, go everywhere if I
would,
could do that.
I would run through those penguins.
Yeah, what time would it be?
What do you mean?
Would it be every time?
The penguins are there? What do you mean?
No, what time would it be at the South Pole?
Oh, I don't know. That's a great question.
Well, you take a step, it's 5. You take a step, it's 4.
What
you take a step, it's 3.
What time is it at the South Pole? South Pole, Antarctica. Time and date, dude. Look at this. It is 12:20:15 p.m. Is that New Zealand standard time? Yeah, it's in the New Zealand time zone.
Huh.
That's weird, right?
That is odd.
It's negative 72 degrees Fahrenheit, by the way, right now, which is negative 58 degrees Celsius. That's cold. I don't know if you know that, but that's cold. Maybe I do need a bigger jacket.
I think you might.
Yeah. It also says that the sun is down all day. It says sunrise, down all day. Sunset, down all day. The day length is 0 seconds. So, it's 17 hours ahead of Wichita.
So it's just completely dark?
They do daylight savings there. Is there nowhere on the planet where we can escape daylight savings?
I think like Arizona, right?
It's always dusk. It's always night!
Well, until winter, then it's always day.
Asa says they call it dark winter. Don't be racist, Asa.
Am I wrong here?
Arizona, that's right, Taylor. They don't have DST. What?
Wouldn't it be when the sun or the earth moves around? The sun? Is a year the time it takes the earth to move from one spot around the sun and back?
No,
to
a year is the amount of time it takes for the earth to go around once.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
No. I mean, not around the sun. Just turn.
That's day and night. You bastard.
Yes, it is. It takes it to go around the sun. One whole year to go around the sun.
Well, then wouldn't...
But the earth is at a tilt, so for half the time it's all night, for half the time it's all day.
So the tilt doesn't turn with the rotation around the sun then, right?
Well, it does. That's why we have seasons. That's why, like, the southern hemisphere is summer when we're winter, because of the tilt.
Yeah, okay, the tilt
But
stays
it's
the same.
Not doing like this while it's going around
no,
the sun.
No, that doesn't... No! Stop with your idiocy.
Me?
Yes.
I understand how space works, sir.
Okay, sun, right here.
Okay, this that's the sun, yeah.
Here is the tilt right now.
Here, why don't you get, like, if we have a ball? Is there a ball somewhere?
No, just give me that pencil right there.
I want
pencil.
A ball!
Give me the fucking pencil, you buffoon
here.
Moron.
To scale, dude.
No.
Come on, little eraser.
I hate you. Okay.
Okay.
Here's the tilt.
Okay.
Does it do this? Or does it do this? It's got to be the first one, right? Where it does this. That way, over here, it's winter up here, summer down here. Then it comes over here, then it's summer up here, winter down here.
Yeah, it's got to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's also turning. So, like it's like this.
Well, yes, obviously it's fucking turning. I'm talking about the axis.
Yeah, it's not on a roller coaster. The axis doesn't change.
It's not on a roller coaster, is it?
It's a fixed axis.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. During summer, it's daylight 24 hours. That's what I said, Acid. Man of science here, all right? A year is the amount of time it takes for Pluto to cry about not being a planet anymore. No one cares about Pluto's feelings, planets only, all right? Flush Pluto down the toilet.
Get the fuck out.
Plunge it down.
It
I don't care.
It was aborted out of the solar system.
I don't like Pluto. And to be honest, who cares? Who cares if there's planets or not? Does it really matter?
You add more.
Exactly. What does a planet, being a planet, mean?
We determine it's a planet.
Yeah, but what do we do with it? Like, do we give it more tax money?
We'll
like,
look at it.
What's the difference between a planet and a moon, really? Besides some arbitrary name like fire and plasma, there's really no difference.
Yeah, what's the...
It's not like Pluto changed because it's no longer a planet.
I forget the acronym that they make, or the, you know, like, my very...
Oh, yeah, a mnemonic device is what you're thinking,
that,
yeah.
I forget what it is.
My very erect man sucked...
Nope.
Jason.
Nope.
Oh,
other way.
Sucked John's schlong.
Up.
Up. Near there. Near there's one word.
Up near.
Near there. It's a hillbilly word. Near there. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm over near there. It's one word. Acid is going crazy right now, by the way. And there is no... What's the difference, Taylor? What's the difference? What's the difference? Did Pluto phone you up? Be like... Because he can't speak because he's a planet. So I assume planets go make just loud screeching noises.
That is probably the vibration noise the planet makes, though.
Yeah, I bet that's what it does. That's how planets sound. You think it's quiet? No. Earth loud. You know how I know the Earth's loud? Because I live on it. And I'm loud.
Yeah.
I'm waiting. Hurry it up. She's Googling it right now. She's like, oh, there's a difference. What's the difference? And Google's just like, none, you know? And she's like, I gotta make something up. He's a man of science.
Well, as we wait for her response, let's play the Zombieland trailer. I've been waiting all day to watch this fucking show.
Can you tell me
what
happens at the first Zombieland, please, before we watch this?
The four people in this movie meet. They fight zombies. They survive. End of movie.
I feel like more stuff happened than just that stuff.
Maybe Jesse Eisenberg and Emma Stone hook up. I can't remember, honest to God. But that's literally it.
Because it's a decade old, right?
They meet Bill Murray.
Watch this. Hey, Siri. When did the movie Zombieland release?
I was in high school.
Zombieland 2, October 18, 2019.
Oh, thanks.
I didn't act... For Zombieland 2! I would like to state... We'll get to the Zombieland trailer right now, but I'd like to state that Taylor just said there is literally a difference, the size. Pluto is small with feelings. Also known as...
Nothing.
There is no difference, so...
Let's see. It came out in either 2007 or 2008.
That's disgusting. So it's been 10 or 11 years.
Yep.
Okay.
Isn't the little girl and the chick from
Little Miss Sunshine?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's how long it's been.
Oh, God.
Hey, yeah, it's been 10
sorry, just
years.
You in that chair.
I think I would have made a damn fine president.
You would have brought a real dignity to the office.
You're welcome, America.
Welcome to Zombieland. Life is about more than just survival. We were a family. Dysfunctional, sure, but what family isn't?
Merry Christmas!
What would you like, little girl?
I'd really like for you to stop calling me little girl.
But do you know what I would like?
I don't give a shit what you
It felt so good to be on the move again.
Oh! Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Hi, I'm Columbus.
Madison.
This is Tallahassee.
Hey, Paul Blart. Is this your dad?
Did Paul Blart even come out?
Oh, so she knows the rules?
Great question.
73, and are there more?
You're cute. I like it.
The real question is, would you rather live in a zombie apocalypse land where there was no Paul Blart or currently in our real life?
He's from Berkeley.
Berkeley!
You don't have weed, do you?
Do I look like the type of person that would have weed?
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Boom!
Yeah!
I have nothing against
hippies. I just want to beat the shit out of them. We're gonna go get her. We ride it, Dawn.
Start talking.
You first.
Well, my name's Tallahassee.
Die, zombie! Light him up! No! That's my right!
Oh, my apologies, little
Elvis. Is that Luke Wilson?
Is it me, or does he kind of remind you of...
I don't like you. At all.
I think you double parked. Omar... Perpendicular parked. Hope we're not
getting
what is going on here?
What?
Hello, everyone.
Am I hallucinating?
Okay, yeah. I mean, that looks
worse than the first one.
I don't remember the first one.
First one was good because it was real small.
What was your? What
it was basically a character study of what people would do in a zombie apocalypse.
Okay. Why
rather than
didn't you tell
murder?
Me this when I asked what it was about before the movie? I watched the trailer. Because that just looks like Hobbs and Shaw with less buff people and zombies
in
it. That's all that is.
That looked like it's missing the heart from the first one. But then again, it's been 10 years since I've seen that, so.
It has been a long time.
Britt really wants to see it, if that tells you.
Why? Do you not ask her why?
I just, yeah, babe. Yep. Uh-huh.
Why don't you ask her why? Are you scared?
Well, I mean, I want to see it, too. That's probably why I did not ask why, but...
Why do you want to see it?
Because I saw the first one.
Okay.
The first one was good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, whatever. Okay.
Can I answer your ridiculous question?
I guess it does. Do you want to watch this stupid trailer about Mr. Rogers?
No.
I kind of feel like we have to watch it, though.
Why?
Because it's a zeitgeist, man.
It's not. You know who I avoided watching when I was younger? Him.
Because
he's a creepy pervert, man.
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
He's like one of the most well-loved people on the planet.
He screamed pervert to me. I mean, screamed it.
I think that says a lot about you, to be honest. Like,
I was like 5, man. How would I know what the fuck that was? He still creeped me out.
All right, I don't...
Watch the fucking
No,
thing.
We don't need to watch it.
Watch
we don't want
it.
To watch it.
Fucking watch it so I can hate it.
Hey, I'm looking for Fred Rogers. In here.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
Creepy old man singing to me. Don't like it.
I mean, this is weird. But it's for children, though.
Could you be mine?
Isn't it
no,
weird
it was weird when I was a child. You know who shouldn't be entertaining children? Creepy old men.
My neighbor. Hello, neighbor.
Also, only see Tom Hanks.
Mr. Rogers, I'm here to interview you.
It is so nice to meet you.
It will be interesting to see if Tom Hanks, how he acts.
Mr. Yeah. Rogers.
He looks too old to be what? Mr. Rogers.
He's
doesn't
only
he?
My child.
Too fat.
This piece will be for an issue about heroes. Do you consider yourself a hero?
You're being destroyed by chat right now.
We are trying to get the
they hate your
positive
negativity.
Ways of dealing with their feelings.
Yeah, like
I
what?
Literally never watched it ever because he creeped me
you
out.
Can do. You can play all the lowest keys on a piano at the same time.
Does this trailer really need whomps? It sounds like the soundtrack to Interstellar right now.
I love broken people. Like me.
Sometimes is he in love with that man?
You have to ask for help. And that's okay.
Who is that man? The movie looks like it's about him.
The best thing we can do is to let people know that each one of them is precious.
Touching a child.
Hey, Mr. Rogers. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Please, won't you be my neighbor?
That was wonderful.
Nope. Hard fucking pass. He is nice, Taylor, until he rapes your face.
Don't you think that if Mr. Rogers was a rapist or a pedophile, we would know?
No.
You know, we know about everybody
the fucking
now.
Fucking 80s, bro. No way.
It's the 80s. What do you mean? What do you think Bill Cosby was doing all his dirty work?
What do you
for over
mean?
30 decades, man.
Fine. He's a lovely gentleman. He just creeps me the fuck
okay.
out.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I think that's more fair, dude. I never watched him. I thought he was boring.
Yeah.
I was bored.
He was boring and was creepy, and he lived in a weird house. I didn't like it.
I mean, I, to be totally honest, I hated how he hung up his sweaters. I was just like, wear your sweater. Why are you taking your sweater off before you go inside?
I don't remember it at all.
But I loved the train. I was like, the train would come around. I was like, whoa, dude.
I think he ruined trains for me. I was a huge Miniature Train fan, but no, I think he ruined it.
I like trains still, dude. You want to build?
I like miniatures.
Should we get a big miniature train room in our new studio that you're not allowed in?
Fuck trains.
Why, dude? I love
just
trains.
Build a cool miniature. Instead why does it gotta involve a fucking train?
Look, Taylor, you think you get to be this insane overnight? I've been this neurotic for 32 years.
What were you micromanaging?
How Mr. Rogers wears his sweaters.
Ah, okay.
A man that I have never met, will never meet because he's dead. I was mad about how he hung up his sweaters when I was 4 years old.
Yeah. Different man, though. Bob Ross, respect.
Bob Ross, I don't get the hype of him either. Bob Ross and Mr. Rogers are the exact same energy.
No.
They are.
Well, same energy, different face. You got to respect the afro. I don't respect
Mr. Rogers
some old
could have
dude.
Made an afro if he wanted to.
No. No.
Well, you like people with afros?
On Bob Ross, yeah, I do.
So you like Bob Ross's afro?
Yeah.
I've never seen an episode of Bob Ross until
Me
he was
either.
On Twitch.
But it's great.
Is it great?
He's really talented.
What do you mean I'm coming for your guy? I'm not coming for any guy. I like Bob Ross. I like Mr. Rogers. I'm not coming for anyone. Colby is the one who was talking about the negative stuff. I don't know why he likes Bob Ross. I don't know how a man could not like Mr. Rogers but like Bob Ross, because to me they're the same person.
No.
And the same person.
No.
I think they are, dude. I'm sure Bob Ross was on Mr. Rogers.
It's possible.
I would almost guarantee it.
It's possible. I don't know. I pull up an episode of Mr. Rogers and let's see if it's creepy. Just from the get-go, let's see if it's creepy.
You think they're on YouTube?
I mean, a clip or something. I don't know.
Here we go. Season 13, episode 14, Daycare and Nightcare. Here we go. Hey, what's up, April? Talks about daycare and nightcare.
Already creepy.
This is episode 1518. That's stupid. This is not creepy. This is very nice.
Creepy.
I do not remember the intro being this jazzy. Like, someone's going ham back there on the piano, you know?
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine?
Why is he putting his jacket?
Could you
Just
be
sit
mine?
In your jacket, dude.
It's a neighborly day in this
And he's got neighborhood. A sweater in there the same color as his jacket. Why just keep your jacket on, man? You don't need to. He's got to grab the same color sweater because of course he is. A neighbor
just like you. I've always wanted.
Maybe that was it. Maybe it was an old man undressing and dressing in front of me on my TV that I was just like, this is kind of creepy.
You know what I look at now? I heard it. He put his sweater on and hit his mic. Well, episode 1,517, and he hit his microphone. Are you a professional, Mr. Rogers?
So
take your sweater off.
No, he just came into his house and...
Hey, he's changing out of his dress shoes into his casual shoes.
My neighbor.
Who keeps their half shoes on in the house? If I... Like, okay, again, I like Mr. Rogers. Okay, Colby's the one hating, but I do have to state, and I think, chat, you have to agree. If you came home from work and you sat down in front of your family and you took off your work shoes and immediately put on sneakers, they would look at you like you have some type of disease.
That's weird.
That's weird. That's weird, right?
Just take your fucking shoes off.
I can get an argument for the sweater. He's 155 years old. He's probably cold. Okay, hitting the lapel mic, no excuse for that. I'd be up there slapping him. Okay? But like, the shoes, that's psychopath stuff, dude.
You see what I brought today? Couple balloons.
Okay.
Yes. Look what happens. Just put some air in there. Makes it big.
Okay, he's clearly running out of content after 1,500 episodes. All right, but...
Isn't that wonderful?
Isn't that wonderful? A balloon, yes. Yes, it is.
It's for children, though. This isn't for us. You know, I mean, for children, that would entertain the crap out of a toddler, dude. Toddlers love watching things go big and small.
Did you know that it's all right to wonder? Did you know that it's all right to wonder?
I think it's his dead eyes.
There are all kinds of wonderful things. Did you know? Did you know?
Like, he's singing to me with the blandest motherfucking face, not happy at all. He's just dead inside.
It's 1,500 episodes, dude.
Maybe I saw the end of his run and he looked real tired and just needed a break. I don't know, but this is not entertaining.
It's not for you, though!
The sky's the limit.
See, he looks happy
there.
He
tried there. He tried. And now back to death. Did you know?
It's hard to read a cue card and look happy, dude.
You can't memorize this fucking song?
He's done what?
You say, do you know, 5,000 times. It's
wonderful. All kinds.
Free ball the middle parts. Do you know? Do you know? I put shoes on my feet and a sweater on my chest. Do you know? Do you know this window's fake as shit? That's a fake
door. There's the mailman, dude.
Fake mailman.
Exactly when I needed it. Thank you. Would you be able to watch it with us?
Sure, I've been to the Balloon Factory.
No, he doesn't have time. He's got places to be on the job.
He gets paid by the hour, dude. Just let him sit and watch some movies.
In a balloon factory.
Now, that does set false expectations for how Amazon.com works, though, and the mail.
Now, they begin to make balloons with something called a mold.
Oh, dude, now they're showing balloon making. I'm into this, dude. I didn't know how they make balloons. Those are just giant dildos. Okay.
What's that person doing?
What is he doing? What is that person doing?
Molds there are, round and round.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Those are big machines.
Oh, those are big machines.
Now, the molds are dipped into something that will keep the balloons from sticking.
We have to stop.
A liquid. This prevents the balloons from sticking to the mold.
Well, where are the blood?
Well, where are they?
Getting to that point. That's the liquid. Clean.
And once that's on, then they're ready to put the balloons on.
Mm-hmm. They dip them down into something called latex. Now that's coming up. A few moments here, you see, there it goes.
They put condoms.
Orange latex.
Balloons are just condoms, aren't they?
Yes, they definitely are, yeah.
Right into the orange latex.
Just, my kids, don't see this like we see it, man.
Oh, definitely not. But maybe I was mature for my age and I just saw this and I was like,
We could get banned for this. Like, no, like.
The balloon will be the same size as the mold.
Right.
Oh, God.
Now they have to dry a bit in the air.
But how are they going to get those off, those
molds? Well, you'll see. We're not to that step yet.
Why is the postman an expert in how balloons are made?
They have to use their hands.
Isn't this fun to see?
Ooh, it's
you'll see
fun.
How the collar is made.
What do you mean by the collar?
Well, that's where you put your mouth and blow the balloon up. They're still drying in here.
We're terrible.
Wait, I don't want to be grouped in with you, okay?
Here's how the collar is made. The brush is just zipping it down.
Oh, yeah.
Rolling right down. Fast it is.
Collar, collar, collar.
Okay. All right. Well,
I guess it is PBS. Like, they didn't have a fucking budget.
No.
So they're like, we got this clip of how balloons are made. Let's make an episode about it. Just talk over it. Well, that was a fun...
Was it?
Yeah, that was super fun to me. It just reaffirmed my level of creep for that guy. So
that was not the right episode for us to pick for us to shoot you down about.
Nope.
Mr. Rogers. Sure wasn't.
I'm sure there are better episodes where maybe he had a better topic.
We probably should have known.
This was balloons. And when the topic is daycare and nightcare, it's like, let's learn about balloons.
We should have known when it was number one on YouTube that it was probably going to be something like that, right? Like, but look at all these comments in here. Like, Mr. Rogers was a genius with language. Pay attention to how he anticipates the thought of a very young audience in the balloon segment. A master craftsman of language. He also spoke straight to everyone's inner child, speaking only on topics like growing as a person, appropriate use of emotions, the joy of creativity and play. Truly speaking to the heart of his viewers regardless of age, he reminds us all that deep down, we will always be children, afraid, joyful, innocent, worried, happy, angry, etc. That is the most well-written YouTube. We should shut the internet off.
Yeah.
That's on YouTube. YouTube that would usually just be like, big gay. Like, you know, man, this is... That's like a well-written comment, dude! I was not treated very well as a child. For some reason, a lot of people were mean to me, but watching this show was such a heartwarming escape when I was young, and I feel so thankful for him to make me feel counted. After I'm 30 years old and I suffer from PTSD and panic attacks. When I feel flashbacks coming on or panic attacks, I immediately put this on to help me. I wish I could tell him that.
God, Jesus Christ.
What monsters disliked Mr. Rogers? This man saved my childhood.
Do you think that this factors in at all to how I turned out? The fact that I just didn't watch the show?
No.
And I'm as cold and callous?
No. I think that's mostly me.
Well, yeah.
You knew me when I was going through a rough time.
So maybe it was the lack of Mr. Rogers, and
yes,
then
you
just
needed some
hammered
balance.
It on.
I was the anti-Mr. Rogers.
Gotcha.
He's like, it's okay to feel down because it will get better.
And you're like, I ain't going to a fucking doctor. My arm will fall off.
Yes. I actually, now that you say that, I remember saying those words.
Oh, yeah.
I remember yelling at my then wife, I'm not going, my arm will fall off. Mm-hmm. Screaming it. And you were there, like 17.
Yeah.
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 We were in the car.
But to be clear, did life get better?
Yeah.
See? So I was right. In a way, I prepared you for the harsh reality that is this terrible world.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
Anybody growing up on that is probably, you know, got a fucking arts degree or some shit.
Yeah.
Still going to find a job. Or, being like, why am I not successful?
Yeah.
Give me money.
Wait, are you talking about you or not?
I'm talking
about
the fucking Democrats, man.
What? Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, let's get on to sunnier topics, man. I thought this was interesting, this graph, because we talked about this like a couple weeks ago. How much money did these movies make, and how much is attributed to, like, us versus China versus everything else? So I thought this was cool, because this shows Avengers 4. So the dark blue is the domestic opening weekend. Then the light blue is the domestic post-debut gross. So this is how much money it made in America. And then the orange is how much money it made in China. And then the yellow is everything else. So you can see here, Avatar made less money in America than Avengers, less money in China than Avengers, but made a ton of money internationally other places.
Hmm.
Enough to get it to the most popular movie ever made. And it's weird to me to see that, like, Star Wars Episode 7, which is the fourth most popular, and Titanic, which is the third most popular, also made more money in America than Avatar. It's weird.
Avengers, too.
Avengers, yeah. It's weird to see that. And, like, China liked Furious 7, China liked Jurassic World and the Avengers movies. China did not care at all about Star Wars. China didn't care
at all
about the original Avengers.
Furious 7.
Yeah, dude. They like explosions over there, I guess.
Okay, I don't know about racism or not playing in, but okay. I heard that they don't like black people.
Well, Black Panther kind of shows that, because very
little
China.
I mean, that...
Titanic, a lot of America.
Didn't have any black people.
No, it didn't.
I mean, fucking Furious 7 had...
Yeah, I don't think they care about black people, dude.
I heard that. I read an article saying, like, that was the reason why they didn't go see
that Breitbart
Episode 7. No. I can't tell you where I read it, but no.
InfoWars?
No.
DailyBugle.net?
I don't subscribe to Alex Jones.
That's because he's not around to subscribe
to
you anymore.
He's not on YouTube anymore.
No, he ain't anywhere anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's funny, like, looking at this graph, Black Panther seriously made almost as much money in America as Endgame did. Like, they're essentially the same.
Yeah.
Which is weird to me that Black Panther was that big of a phenomenon. And then Star Wars, Episode 7, has made the most money in America out of all these movies. Star Wars. We love Star Wars.
Weird.
Didn't they have a big flood? Oh, I don't remember, April. That was 1997.
This is BuzzFeed News.
I went and saw...
Are you kidding me?
What's wrong with BuzzFeed News,
Everything's
dude?
Wrong with
it's
BuzzFeed.
It's a graph.
Yeah, they inflated
it says source from
shit.
Box Office Mojo.
Uh-huh. Fine.
I went and saw Titanic like 13 times in the theater. I would have been 10 years old. glorious, dude. I loved that movie.
Yeah, I don't think I saw it in theaters.
I remember when we went there, there was a church there who was handing out flyers about how bad the movie was. Because all the Christians were up in arms about how it was PG-13. Because there were breasts, Colby. Breasts attacking our youth. Breasts. And there were lots of bad words.
In a 13 or a PG-13 movie.
There's been breasts in PG-13 movies forever.
What, since when?
There's actually been breasts in PG movies. They only added PG-13, like, I think in the 80s. There's always been boobs in PG-13.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, dude.
No.
Yeah, dude. Give me a look it up. Watch. Boobs in PG-13 movies. I'm sure there's a list, right? Let's look. GPG PG-13 films that show bare breasts / full frontal nudity. Okay, let's look here. Let's go. So 1991, Doc Hollywood, PG-13. National Lampoon's European Vacation, 1985, PG-13. There's Titanic. Nell, 1994. Airplane, 1980. Critters 2, 1988. The Abyss, 1989. Airplane 2. Across the Universe, 2007. That's after. As Good as It Gets, same year as Titanic. The Fifth Element, same year as Titanic, all PG-13. La Bamba, 1987. 16 Candles, 1984. Like, there's so many of them, dude, that have boobs. Tons. But Titanic was the big movie. And so everyone was like, don't go see Titanic! We boycott the boobies! But it also had, like, language and stuff in it. And I remember my mom took it and wadded up and threw it in the trash. We went right in there and we watched it. But she did make me close my eyes during the Kate Winslet nude scene. So I did the first time, but I didn't for every time.
Yeah, I think parents really liked the fact that when it came out, VHS was still a thing, not DVD.
Yeah.
And so it was a two-part VHS.
It was a two-part VHS.
And the second part, which is the only one that I replayed every time because the first part bored me.
First part with all the talking.
Yeah, the second part started immediately with Iceberg.
Yeah. I it was. It was literally Iceberg right ahead. That's how the second movie opened. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have Titanic on Blu-ray out there, dude.
I don't.
It's such love that movie, dude. It's so good, dude.
No, you know what movie I can rewatch forever?
What?
Probably be the number one movie I choose if
Death
I was
Race.
On a desert island.
What?
Starts with the same letter.
Debbie Does Dallas.
Well, there is technically one of the conjunctions at the front, but...
The...
Dark...
Night.
Yeah.
Really?
Dude, forever.
I don't know.
Forever I could rewatch that movie.
It's good, I just don't feel like there's enough subtleties in it to watch all the time.
What would you pick? Huh?
Desert Island movie. This Is the End.
Really?
Yeah, why not? The movie's got so many jokes, it would take me a long time to memorize the dialogue, because it's rapid fire, and when I memorize dialogue, I would have fun shooting back the dialogue of people. It's a funny movie, man.
It's pretty funny.
It's jam-packed with jokes. Great movie. I don't think I'd want to bring anything serious to a desert island. It would depress me.
Nah.
Also, how has Acid never seen Titanic? I don't remember there being an intermission in Titanic, but again, I was 10. Also, I've never even heard of Critters, so... What? How have you guys never seen Titanic? Acid, if you watch Titanic, I'll watch What We Do in the Shadows, okay?
What movie can I watch to make you watch The Fucking Departed?
Oh, I gotta think about that to pick a real horrible movie for you to watch.
Why? I'm giving you a good one.
It's A Great Day in the Neighborhood. I gotta watch that one, and then I'll watch...
That's not a movie.
Wait,
God, no. No, I can live with you not seeing it. So you want to see the new Quentin Tarantino movie then?
I do want to see that.
So you want to see that, but you won't watch The Fucking Departed.
I want to watch The Departed. I just don't watch anything.
You're the worst.
You know what I watch?
The fucking worst. Do a Chatterbait stream and watch The Departed and get tips.
What?
They ain't going to kick you off of Chatterbait for watching a movie.
Oh, I thought you were like saying like I should bang Chris while we watch The Departed
or
on Chatterbait.
Or do that. Sure. Probably get you more tips.
I would assume,
I'm just saying.
Right.
create a fucking Chatterbait account.
Let's get a watch.
Link it in Twitch.
Just watch me clothed watching The Departed.
Your viewers would.
They're not coming to my Chatterbait.
Why not?
Because I don't want them to look at me nude. Don't judge me.
You don't have to be nude. I'm just saying it's a throwaway account.
Oh, well then why don't I just create a Twitch called like Big
There's
Movies.
No, like middle of the stream, they might cut you off, bro.
Well then I'll just start a new one. Big Movies 2.
I'm just saying Chatterbait's not going to cut you off. You can watch the whole fucking 3-hour long movie.
Chatterbait might cut me off.
No, they will not. No chance.
They will, dude.
No chance in hell.
People are going to report me because there's no nudity.
That's not a stipulation of the site.
Could you imagine scrolling through Chatterbait, seeing all of the stuff that's happening on Chatterbait, and then there's me in a thumbnail watching a Mark Wahlberg movie?
He's in like three scenes.
Let me give you a demonstration of
it's
what would happen
Leo
to every
and
person.
Jack Nicholson.
Here, watch this. This is what would happen.
Jack Nicholas?
That's what would happen.
What's his fucking name? What's the actor?
Jack Robert
Nicholson?
De Niro?
Jack Nicholson?
Jack Nicholson is a person, yeah.
Is that the actor,
That's
though?
The actor. It's not the golf player.
Jack Nicholas is the golf
That's
player.
That's the golf
okay.
player.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's a Jack and Leo film, yeah. man.
It's Phil
it.
Mickelson, Jack Nicholas, and then Jack Nicholson.
Gotcha.
Two golfers and an actor.
Those are confusing names. And Matt Damon. And Alec Baldwin.
I don't watch anything, okay? No one wants to watch a movie with me.
There's more people in that movie, but I'm forgetting.
It doesn't matter.
Forgetting the names.
You've already won me over to watch the movie. Okay, the problem isn't I don't want to watch it. The problem is I don't watch anything.
We're having a movie night.
The only thing I watch is crap. Just crap. April, thank you for
night.
The... Why don't you watch it on Rabbit? Well, because the same reason. No one would watch it with me.
What the fuck's Rabbit?
Rabbit's like a site where you can, like, do... It's basically you watch movies with people. But it's... I don't really know how it works. But it can't be legal.
No.
Like, I think it's meant to be like, I'm watching this with my long-distance girlfriend. But people use it to be like, hey, all my community can come watch this movie with me.
Hmm.
It can't be legal. It scares me.
Let's fucking try it.
I don't want to get banned,
dude! Instead of gaming tonight, let's watch The Departed.
Why don't you do it over on Newman Drums, okay?
We can log into my account, sure. I don't
give a rat's
ass. Come
on over to Newman Drums, we're going to watch The Departed.
Yeah. Yes.
And let's put as our title, not watching The Departed.
Yeah, sounds good.
And we'll
good
go
to
into
me.
Like Fortnite, and no one will find us because there's so many people
exactly.
in there.
Exactly. We could totally get away with it. It's a 3-hour long movie? Fuck.
What do you got to do tomorrow, Acid? That's right, nothing except
I got
work.
A lot to do tomorrow.
You don't? Well, no, you don't.
I do.
All you have to do is work.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's not a lot.
It's going to be a long day.
Why? You got something special you got to do?
Yes.
That sucks.
And a lot of work to do. We're really busy.
Sorry, man.
Anywho.
Sorry, man. We're not watching The Departed.
Come on.
You know what I did watch the other day?
Oh, what? You watched something and it's not The Departed? What
I
is
watched,
it?
I watched that new Seth Rogen, Charlize Theron movie.
Oh, yeah?
It was not good.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, it was exactly what you expected. You know? I also watched another movie, but I forgot what it was. Oh, I watched this stupid Jesse Eisenberg movie about laying fiber cable, and it was the stupidest movie I'd ever seen. Like, I can explain this movie to you in 3 minutes, okay? Jesse Eisenberg, the guy who plays Eric in True Blood, okay, tall guy, and
Tarzan, yes,
and Selma Hayek, yeah, Tarzan, yeah, and Selma Hayek, okay. Jesse Eisenberg and Tarzan, they are brothers. Okay?
No.
They are in this movie. And they're Russian.
Nope.
Okay. They work as Wall Street people.
No.
For Selma Hayek, who runs the Wall Street firm.
In Wall Street?
On Wall Street.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Basically, the movie opens with him convincing some New York guy to give him like $50 million to build a fiber line. From the Kansas City Stock Exchange, which doesn't exist, to New York Stock Exchange, because it will get data from there to New York in 11 milliseconds, as opposed to 13, which is how they get it now.
11 to 13.
Yes, and those 2 milliseconds.
Sounds like a big jump.
And those 2 milliseconds, they claim they will make millions more dollars because they will be able to access information 2 milliseconds before everybody else. That's the whole premise of the movie. And so the guy, the Tarzan, he's a smart dude. And so he has figured out how to build this fiber cable. But they don't want to do it for Selma Hayek. And literally the second scene in the movie is Selma Hayek yelling at Tarzan and 2 random dudes who also work there. One who's working on microwave technology, which will get it to like 8 milliseconds. And one who is doing something that never comes up again in the movie. The microwave guy says it won't be available for 20 years because the technology is not there. Okay? Next scene, they both quit their jobs and they walk out and they start their investments. So they got to build a fiber line from Kansas City to New York in a straight line through mountains, through swamps, through people's property. The first third of the movie is literally them going door to door and buying people's property. And then it turns out the guy, smart guy, Tarzan, doesn't actually know how to make the fiber work. He says he's at 12, not 11. And 12's not enough. Because only 1 millisecond isn't enough. And so, the second third of the movie is that guy trying to figure out how to shave a millisecond off of his fiber line.
Oh man, it just gets me rock hard!
April, thank you for 2 months of subs.
So you're telling me, scared me. 1 millisecond isn't good enough.
Right, but 2 is. Yes.
But 2 is.
Yes, just wait. Also in that second act, Jesse Eisenberg gets cancer.
Is this based on a real story?
I know. It's not.
This is the worst movie ever.
It's not. I thought it was when I clicked on it, but it's not. A lot of it doesn't make sense. Then he gets cancer, okay? But he can't tell anybody he has cancer because then the investors would pull out. I don't really understand why.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then the last third of the movie, it turns out that the Selma Hayek people don't end. It don't end. It's almost done. Last third movie, turns out Selma Hayek found some grad at Columbia who wrote a thesis on how to make microwave technology work. And so then they build their microwaves. And it makes his line obsolete anyway.
So the whole movie's pointless?
Yep. They lose. They jerk their investor. He's like, I'm going to lose my business. And then the guy dies of cancer. And the smart guy doesn't get any money because he quit his job.
Wow.
That's the movie.
That's really bad.
I watched that whole thing. Like, I was like, if the movie ended with, like, them being, like, the microwaves blow up or something, you know, and cause cancer, and so the fiber line's still the best, that would be a good ending. But no, they just lose. And there's so many other things in that movie that are awful. Like, towards the end when she builds the microwaves, the smart guy figures out a way to hack her system and manually slow it down. And she's like, what do I need to do to get you to make it fast again? And he's like, just don't sue us. And she's like, you could ask for money or anything here. And he's like, no, just don't sue us. And then that's it. It's like, it's the stupidest movie I'd ever seen.
All right, yeah, that story gave me AIDS.
So don't watch that movie.
What was it even called?
The Hummingbird Project.
Wow.
Because 12 milliseconds... or whatever it is how fast a hummingbird flaps its wings.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, Bugs? Also, hi, Kane.
You know
good
what movie I watched?
Dude, I hope...
That's 1,000 billion times better than that.
What's that?
Knight's Tale.
That's a great movie.
Still holds up.
Yeah, that's a great movie, dude.
Holds up like crazy.
Yeah,
man.
Dude. Are you a Heath Ledger man?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am too. I like Heath Ledger. You know?
Still haven't seen Brokeback Mountain.
I mean, Bored Project. Yeah, no doubt.
You seen Brokeback Mountain?
I have not seen Brokeback
Me
Mountain.
Me neither.
No.
I'm not about it.
Why?
Because it's going to be like the movie that you just told. It's going to be a pointless fucking story that's probably going to end badly.
I think it'll be like a romantic comedy, probably.
I think it's going to end badly.
I mean, didn't it win, like, Best Picture or something?
Yeah, which means that it's probably ended badly.
You're probably right. It's probably depressing AF.
Yeah.
Like, all those movies are depressing, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very depressing.
What's your other topics there, man?
We're done. Show's over.
I know, but I just want to know real quick.
Okay, we got... So this is just a graphic showing Phase 4 and Phase 5 better. We can talk about that on Sunday. This just disgusted me. That's James Cameron's congratulations to Avengers, and they made Iron Man get landed on by all those stupid jellyfish.
It's really dumb.
That just enrages me. We also were prophets because we talked about this last week, Vin Diesel. And here it is, Riddick 4. We talked about this, dude. I also, this is Invader Zim is getting a movie, and I want you to explain to me what Invader Zim is.
Never seen Invader Zim?
Nope. We can talk about that on Sunday.
What?
And then this one right here, I can't show this one on stream, but I thought you may be interested. Some pictures of Sansa have come out.
Oh. Is that a magazine?
Yes.
What magazine is that?
Some French one. They're releasing high-res ones tomorrow, but I thought maybe I'd debut it for you here.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a noise.
Yeah, that's not,
not what you hoped?
Yeah, I guess. I wouldn't say hoped, because I didn't hope to see them. It's not what I expected.
That'll be on the Chatterbait stream later.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, okay. So here's what's happening, guys. We're going to take a 5-minute break so Colby can pee. And then we're going to come back, and Colby is playing Super Mario Maker 2. It was tied. And so what we did is I text Colby's girlfriend, Britt, who then text Colby and asked what he'd rather play. And he said Mario. Now, I thought, honestly, about just getting the opposite of what she said, because I wondered if she was going to text Colby and ask him first. But I trusted her integrity. Never again.
Can I interrupt?
Yeah.
Why is Miller Lights... Number one thing that it says on the bottle, right in this area.
Yeah.
A fine Pilsner beer.
Yeah, it's fine, dude.
It's fine. It's not great. It's not good. It's fine.
No, fine means like fine jewelry.
I don't think so.
It's not like fine. Hey, do you want to go to McDonald's?
Well, the way I read it was, it's fine.
It's a fine Pilsner.
It's okay. Yeah.
That's not how it's meant, though.
Well, that's a really dumb way of phrasing it.
I'm out.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, guys, we're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna come back here with some more shenanigans. So, if you're watching live on Twitch, don't go anywhere. Okay. We're gonna be back in about 5 minutes for Super Mario Maker 2. Colby's gonna play Mario all night, and we're gonna laugh at his deaths. It's gonna be great.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's gonna happen. If you're listening on iTunes,
pee, and now I have to pee.
Google Play or Spotify. Thanks for listening. We'll be back Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern.
Hurry up!
9 p.m. Central European.
Hurry up!
Everything at SendTheColby.com.
Everything there. Yeah. That's it.
Thanks.
Click the button.
Okay.
Click the fucking button.
Okay, thanks.
Click it.
Thanks. We'll see you in 5 minutes. Click. Bye, everybody.